Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, Rob.
Didn't Sam sound a little like the mayor in Jaws?
Yeah,
we got beautiful weather. The water's 80 degrees, and Amity means friendship.
I'm not going to have a hurricane spoil my fall season right before Halloween. But anyway, that's.
It's Dan the Fanman telling you about the midterm elections. They're November 6th. Don't forget to vote. Now it's important that you remember one big thing. You can't vote if you're not registered. So make sure to go out and vote, volunteer, and take a part in your democracy. God bless America. Yes! Yes!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Every day is an adventure in this show. It truly is. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mike.
Welcome. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great to be with you on a fabulous Wednesday. It is Wide Open Wednesday, and our lines are locked and loaded. So let's get to the person who's been waiting the longest, and that would be Patrick from Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh, my goodness.
Patrick, Rob, you said, oh, my goodness, and I said, oh, my goodness.
Well, that's because we're equal old
queens. At the same time, because we have the same brain.
I know. I hate it.
That always makes me so happy. Just like being on an onboarding call. Hello, Patrick. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing well. We're doing well down here for the most part.
Are you underwater? Because I know that here's what I heard on the news yesterday when I was paying attention to that. The comment that I heard from a reporter, and I remembered it, was Wilmington for a while was an island. That of the arteries into the city of Wilmington, North Carolina, were blocked by overflowing rivers, and you guys just recently opened up some of the roads going into Wilmington. So tell us what the situation is like.
Yeah, so essentially we have been an island since the storm passed, and of course the rivers have not even fully crested yet. They don't expect that until tomorrow. There are a few areas and arteries open, but they're specifically for, you know, emergency and first responders.
Yeah, and bringing supplies in and things like that. Did they actually bring a ship into Wilmington to offload fuel, water, supplies like that? Didn't they bring a ship in?
Well, it's been reported, and I'm only about 2 miles from the port, so I might stop by and check and see if that ship has actually come in. So I had a colleague of mine who insisted on trying to make it back from where he was in Charlotte, and he called me last night. What should normally take, you know, 3 hours took him 7 hours, and he said he would not recommend it to anybody. And of course, my brother, who was also in that area, who evacuated and took my mother and everything, was insistent upon trying, you know, to make it. And I got him on the phone with Paul, who just returned, and said, "No, you need to listen to Paul's story and keep your butt in Charlotte until they tell you it's okay."
I'm going to ask you a difficult question, Patrick, because it's probably impossible for you as just a citizen living there to give me an estimation. But if you were to, and I'm asking you to guesstimate here, I'm not asking you to give me the real details on it, but if you were to guesstimate like a percentage of neighborhoods that are flooded, in the Wilmington area, in your area, would it be 100% of them are flooded, 90%, 80%? Just give me a guesstimate. What do you think? I mean, how much of Wilmington, you know, residences are you know, inundated with water?
You know, I know that's on the news that they showed us as one big flooded area, but I'd probably say closer to 50%.
Okay, good.
The building that I'm in is there's no flooding here. And it's really a hodgepodge. You drive around if there's roads open, and you'll see neighborhoods that almost look as though nothing had occurred. And then the next block, you'll see trees and devastation and flooding. It's really just surreal how you know, it's almost like tornadoes and flooding touch down in certain areas, but other areas were not impacted. There's probably still, we're a city of probably about 200,000, and about 115,000 are without power still.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's been, I had to remain behind because I'm the director, I'm an IT director for my organization, plus I'm also in charge of emergency management. And so I've been holed up in a veritable fortress, thank God.
Well, that's good. And you're tremendously articulate in giving us an explanation of what's going on there. I know Oscar's got a question as well.
Thank you for your call, sir, and appreciate you sharing your story. I can't help but think in a time like this, what type of chair are you sitting in?
That's funny you should say that, Oscar. So when I knew things were going to go down, and I've ridden out most storms in this office of mine, and so I've got a very comfortable office chair. I've got an air mattress set up in
my
office.
That's so funny.
The only thing I'm liking, this building, like I said, it has generator power. It had AC. It had, we kept internet most of the time during all this, and hell, all I need is a nice hot shower.
How long have you lived in Wilmington, sir?
Well, I grew up here, with the exception of the time that I was in the Navy for 22 years. I came back around, 12 years ago? So pretty much all my life except for when I was in the Navy.
Have you ever seen anything like this in your town?
Not me. I was gone during Floyd and a few others. I was in the Navy.
Yeah, Floyd was supposed to be a bad one. This is worse than Floyd. That's what I hear. Well, hang in there, Patrick. I mean, really, thank you so much for calling us and reminding people. Because you know what? Now we're getting out of the zone of media coverage where it's the sexy story. So that's going to be, people, I think that we can put a link up at MikeOmeraShow.com with either a Red Cross or a helpline where people can help donate to the people of Wilmington who are going to need supplies and water and help rebuilding and all of that good stuff. And Patrick, hang in there. Yes, Rob Spiewak, as I was winding it up, I know you always have one more.
Well, no, I wanted to comment to something you said that was really valid. One of the news anchors this morning said, "We're done talking about Florence." And they said it like with pride. Said, "That's behind us. We're done." Well, it's not. The worst is yet to come. So please don't forget that.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be over for us for probably years to come. I mean, the beach areas are all completely inundated and just destroyed. You guys' laughter and keeping me going here has just been very good. And if things don't get better, if you can have, maybe the National Guard kilo in my fruitcake.
God bless you, Patrick. Hang in there, my friend. I appreciate that. Let's go to Ben in Reno, Nevada. Ben, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I have a film recommendation for you. Mike, have you seen Hereditary?
I have not seen Hereditary. Is it good?
Well, Mike, let me tell you something. It is not only the closest thing that we may get to Rosemary's Baby in 2018.
Oh, hello.
It also stars your cousin, Ann Dowd.
Oh my God, she's a great horror movie person. She really is.
In a role that makes her Handmaid's Tale look pretty tame.
Oh, wow. You sold me. I will be in the theater.
On demand.
It's on video.
Oh, that's even better. I don't have to leave my home in my depleted condition.
I would love for the three of you to talk about it on a bonus show because I think it's the only place you could discuss it, kind of uncensored.
That's awesome. Wow. That is absolutely awesome. All right, Ben, we will check that out. Thank you very much.
Your cousin
for the call.
Getting some work, Mike. Getting some work.
Yes, she is. She's very busy after the Emmy. I don't think, was she nominated?
I believe she was nominated, but did not win.
But she did not win. Let's go to Glenn in Neptune Beach. Glenn, please, right out of the gate, tell us where Neptune Beach is.
It's in Jacksonville. It's on the beach in between Atlantic Beach and Jack's Beach. So I'm actually here not for a good reason, but one I thought that you can relate to. My father is just died 2 days ago.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm 95 World War II vet. And,
God bless him.
I'm the person who's called you from. I was your first caller from Burma. So my story is that I got the airlines to help me get back to my dad. and I had 10 minutes of him, and then he lapsed back into coma and passed away.
So you made it. You made it all the way back from Burma to actually make contact with your dad and actually successfully have a moment with your dad before he lost consciousness?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Amazing. Glenn, what a great story that is. I mean, it, you know, when somebody, first of all, when somebody lives to the ripe old age of 95, as my mom did, and the idea of it is the definition of bittersweet. It is the absolute definition of bittersweet, where you're there, but it will always kind of, you know, it's the good and the bad. It will always kind of haunt you. It's a beautiful moment, but it's a haunting moment at the same time. But what an accomplishment to make it halfway around the world, all the way around the world, practically, and then be with him before he passed. That's got to be satisfying, and I know probably small consolation for you, but I would imagine that that has to feel pretty satisfying, Glenn.
Yeah, they kept on telling him that I was coming, and so
he hung in there for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. That is awesome. What was your dad's name?
Robert. And
well, you know, I write this to a lot of people on online, but it's what somebody told me, and I write it to anybody who's lost somebody that I've reached out to has probably heard this from me, and I'll repeat it again that. When someone like this leaves, someone, your father, your mother, a husband, a wife, things will never be the same. But I have found in my own life that they will get better with time. And that is really the truest thing that anybody can ever tell you in a situation like that. And I know this is kind of a heavy, wide open Wednesday, but when you have major hurricanes, you have people pass away, and somebody in our listening audience wants to reach out, they're looking for something, and it will get better with time. And at my father's eulogy that I delivered, God, it seems like a million years ago. You know, there is no, I really believe this. This is my belief system. This is not a religious belief, but I believe that there's nothing stronger than the human spirit on earth. I really, really believe that. I believe that that spirit is what keeps people alive, because your father will live in your mind. And if you pass along stories of your father to your children or your relatives, that's how people live on. That's my form of living forever. That's kind of the way it goes. And if you do something great for other people while you're on Earth, I'm giving my entire philosophy of the Mike O'Mara religion that you know, that I'll be starting when the podcast dies, because I'll need a source of income.
Sure.
What I'm trying to tell you is that's how we live on. And the more good we do for people, the stronger that spirit is, and the more people remember you, and the more people you affect, even if it's two people. If you've got that strong spirit, that's what keeps us going. And it sounds like if you traveled all the way from Burma to your dad's bedside right before he died, that he had that in spades.
Yes, he did. And I appreciate all your shows. I had a bunch saved up and listened to them.
So. All right. Well, safe home, Robert. And Glenn, nice tribute to your dad. I know he'd be proud that you called in on the show today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the candidate for Congress from rural Southern Virginia or mid-Southern. I don't know, Vangie. I don't know where it is. I'm sorry.
It started so good.
Oh, my God.
Listen, so close. Vangie has a television ad that they put online yesterday. And Vangie Williams is a congressional candidate who put out the most clear and beautifully done television commercial.
Gorgeous.
As to why she is running for office and running for Congress. And Vangie joins us right now. Vangie, how is the campaign going?
It is going excellently. Good morning, Mike, Rob,
good morning,
Oscar, and Tony. Good morning.
Good morning.
I so want you to win. I so want you to win. Are you? Please win. Please win.
Hey, that would be a great campaign button.
Please win.
Please win. Yes. Vangie, great TV ad.
Yes.
Your debut TV ad for the general. It's really terrific. How's everything going? I heard a terrible rumor that you're going to be bringing Dan O'Brien at the last minute onto the campaign. You know, leave it to Dan O'Brien to join a campaign like an hour and a half before the election's going to happen. But he is joining you. Dan, you are joining Vangie?
Yes, I am.
She found him through the Black Cloud Employment Agency. It is he comes in with a sort of doom behind him, and it'll keep things close at best.
How are you, Vanjie? How's it going? Tell us how everything's going.
Everything is going really well. We're asking everyone to share the video far and wide to support the campaign because our campaign still has not taken any corporate dollars. Wow. So it's a people-funded campaign. It's about people. I tell everyone, this isn't my campaign. This is our campaign. This is your campaign. Because it's time that we had a representative in Congress who is focused on the people of this country and not worried about who's getting a bonus at the end.
There you go.
So,
there you go. That's wonderful.
You know, trying to make sure our people are taken care of, like an economy for all, world-class health care, and investing in our communities and our hometown heroes. We just got to take care of us.
What is the polling? People. What is the polling situation right now? How are we doing?
Let's put it this way: we're within striking distance. The final push right now is making sure everyone knows who I am in the first district.
Okay. All right. We'll do our bit on our end. We'll Oscar, you going to ask Vanjie something, too?
Vanjie, I want to first congratulate you. I know that we kid about Dan the Fan Man and what he's done on the program here. As far as enthusiasm and excitement, Dan's been volunteering with your campaign for some time and just brought on an official capacity a few weeks ago, it sounds like. And whatever you're doing at that campaign, it's completely positive and it is contagious because to see a guy like Dan show any emotion, you must be doing something right.
Exactly.
Thanks, Oscar.
We're a family over at our campaign. I actually said the other day, I love this team is fantastic. Everyone has their own individual personalities and they bring it to the campaign. When they speak for me, at events, if I can't make it because somebody has demanded I'm there when I already have an event, my team goes in and they speak just like me because we all agree on what we're doing is for a better country.
Let me interrupt you here for a second because I want to tell you this, that the rule in radio has been for a very long time that when you get one candidate on, you have to get the other candidate to come in. I'm saying that's not going to happen. I will not be giving Vanjie's opponent any equal time on this program. Matter what. They can arrest me. They can suspend me from the program. That will not be happening. It's all Vanjie and only Vanjie. And
Vanjie all
striking
the time.
Distance. Yes. I want the next time you check in with us, which I hope you will come on with us at least one more time before the election. I don't want to hear striking distance. I want to hear that you've eked ahead of this horrible human being who's running against you.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to invite you all to, we have a Pink Wave social on October 7th. And I would love if you all came to the Pink Wave social. And I'm inviting the public, and it costs a little bit of money, just a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, you got to raise money. I understand that.
Yes, but the thing is, I'm inviting the next wave of people who are running for office in Virginia to this social. And there's a couple of people who we've invited. I'm going to leave secret, and y'all going to go, oh. But the whole thing is, I want people to know that we are public servants. So the Pink Wave Social is the beginning of what comes next for this campaign. Winning, and then we come back and we work here for the people.
Awesome.
So I would love if you all would come out.
Thank you very much.
Rob will be there.
Good luck. Good luck with
Dan O'Brien.
And Oscar
will send a video.
He's got the magic touch. And you rock, Vanjie, and best to everybody on your campaign, okay?
Wait a minute. Mike?
Yes.
I believe a while back, we mentioned your show, Political Persuasion.
Oh, yes.
What am I going to be on there?
I will have Chris Frantz get in touch with you, Vanjie. I will get. Maybe we can have a debate. You'll just debate Chris Frantz.
Never show up for a debate.
Thank you, Vanjie. God bless you.
Hey,
and
Vanjie.
Good luck to you on the campaign.
Good luck.
She is wonderful. Let's go to Woodbridge, Virginia, and say hi to Kells in Woodbridge. Hi, Kells. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fellas, good morning. How's everybody?
Good morning. Everybody's wonderful. What can we do for you, sir?
Mike, I know you're probably a little bothered by Animal Kingdom going off the air, but I have another show for you.
I'm ready because there's so much to choose from, and it's really, really hard for me to decipher all of it. I watched a little of Sinner last night with Jessica Biel, but well, I'll talk about it in the body of the show. Mm-hmm. It did something that TV shows are doing right now, and it speaks to whether people want to write words in scripts anymore. So, but anyway, we'll get. I sort of tipped my hand there. What's the show, Kels? Lay it on me.
I'm going to take you back with The Suns, and the new Mayan show came out 2-3 weeks ago, and I think it's hitting on all eight so far.
Oscar, the Mayan Motorcycle Club? Yet?
No, I have it on my DVR, but as far as the early reviews, he's absolutely right.
People are loving it.
Because to come from Sons of Anarchy and really hit it out of the park, that is a big ask.
Yes.
So for the Mayans Motorcycle Club to really get the reviews and the accolades it's getting early on, Kels, you're absolutely right. They say that is the protagonists and the actors that play them are really doing a great job of bringing the series to life.
And I do appreciate your cameo in the second episode, Oscar. You did a really good job.
Yeah, now I got to watch it. All right, well, last call before we take a break. Let's go to Sam in the Outer Banks. Sam, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to Wide Open Wednesday.
Good morning, boys. We are wide open on the Outer Banks because it seems like everyone thinks we're cut off from the rest of the world right now. We're probably the only place in North Carolina you can really get to at this point after Hurricane Florence.
And no flooding out there. How much damage did you get from the actual storm surge, which you would get at the Outer Banks, and the rain and all that? Did you do okay?
Yeah, we did fine. I mean, we got just kind of a normal ocean overwash in a few spots, and there's been a little bit of flooding on our end. Nothing to the catastrophic nature in the Central Coast, like Newbern and Belhaven, and down east in Carteret County, and down, of course, Wilmington, which is still a tenuous situation trying to get things in there and back up in the inland areas. But that's the biggest thing we've been hearing is, you know, people are saying calling and canceling stays here. We're open. I mean, the beach is perfect. Water's 80 degrees. Sun's out. You know, we got lucky with this one after having so many that we dealt with.
Sam, I have to ask you, I heard a rumor. Is there any truth to the rumor that Duck, North Carolina will be changing its name to Chad Dukes, North Carolina?
He does love it.
I am lobbying
there.
For that. Yes, okay. Lord Duke. We'll get Lord Duke instead of Duck. Right. That's a good idea.
All right, brother. I know he loves that place. So anyway, yes, Rob.
Didn't Sam sound a little like the mayor in Jaws?
Yeah,
we got beautiful
yeah,
weather. The water's 80 degrees, and Amity means friendship.
I'm not going to have a hurricane spoil my fall season right before Halloween. But anyway, that's
Martin. My son was on that beach too.
Oh, you know what? Should we do this before? No, we have to do this before we break.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We're running super late. And then, of course, after the first break, nobody calls. Let's go to Mo in Woodbridge with the stock tip of the day. Mohammed, lay it on us.
AMD, ticker AMD.
The chip maker? They're up like 300%. How much this more can they go? God bless you, Mo.
There he goes. That's Mohammed. Sorry, you know the rule, Oscar. With Mohammed, no follow-ups. Rob, start the damn show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
She's late to everything. One time, my wife was late to watch Netflix in our own home. And that should be impossible because Netflix starts whenever you want. We picked out a movie, and then she goes, "Don't start it yet. I have to go to the bathroom." And then about a half hour later, I'm just sitting there by myself, wondering what's happened to my wife. I go looking for her. I found her in the shower. And I said, "Why would you take a shower when you know I'm waiting in the other room by myself, staring at a blank screen like a moron?" And she said, "I'm not taking a shower. I'm rinsing off." And that's how my wife beats me in arguments. She just denies that she's doing the thing I said I was mad about, and I don't know how to fight back against that. I'm not smart enough. I have 37 years of life experience leading me to believe that what I'm seeing right now is called a shower. You just told me that it wasn't. I don't know where we go from here. You're in a shower. You're naked. There's water. How is this not a shower? If you were rinsing off, you'd be in a colander, and I'd be holding you under the sink. Just like a bunch of grapes trying to get the pesticides off. It's how she always wins. We were on a road trip one time and she fell asleep. And I said, honey, you gotta wake up. I'm sleepy too. I want you to talk to me. And she said, I'm not asleep. I'm resting my eyes.
Oh my God, Carla.
All right. Are you also airing out your throat? Like, why has your mouth been open for the last 15 miles? You should start chewing because you have three gummy bears in your mouth that you don't even know about. That's how I've been staying awake. I'm over here shooting threes with the yellow gummy bears, just trying to stay alert. I would have kept going, but I'm only giving you the gross flavors. You think you're going to get a red one? You're not even awake. You're out of your mind.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS always happy to hear from you with our mailbag on Tuesday and our wide open Wednesday. We love to hear from our listeners. Let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Who was that comedian, Rob Spiewak?
That's a guy by the name of Andy Woodhull. I stumbled on him by accident, and he is really funny.
That is really, really good stuff. Welcome to the show, brought to you by Alex Papp. Hey, Northern California, are you renting? Don't be a rube. Now is the time to buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy. Invest in your future and let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander makes it easy, from finding you the perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you a great lender for your loan and pre-approval. Wake up and find your dream home. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Alex is ready to answer any questions about the real estate process. He'll make it smooth and stress-free. Plus, he loves TMOS just like you. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. And find your next home today. Alexander Papp, licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on NorCal, from Wheatland to Rockland to Auburn to Sacramento and everywhere in between. Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today at 916-276-2129, BRE 0198-6031, Prado Real Estate. And remember, buy a home, get a Rob Spiewak fruitcake. That is a pretty good deal right there. Wide open Wednesdays. Take a couple more calls here. Oh, it's Rick in Concord.
Oh, good.
I don't know. Rick calls every week, and he's late this time. Do you think we should take his call? I'm going
to
defer.
It's up to you.
You know what? When I get a vibe like this, sometimes I don't like to take the heat for it.
I will take the heat. I'll say this. Let's take his call, but if it sucks, he doesn't get his jingle.
Okay, very good. All right. Let's go to Rick in Concord. Rick, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. Mike, you sound better today. How's your throat?
It is better, and it's, you know, to be honest, it's a slower rebound than I want it to be, but actually, I feel pretty good. Rob's already smirking
about this. Because he's kissing your ass. He heard what was leading up to this. Yeah. How's your throat? Right. You sound better. Oh. Have you lost weight?
Thank you very much. Have you lost weight? Thank you. What, Rick? What do you want?
Well, I have a word of the day, and it would have worked better yesterday, or if you were feeling crappy today. The word is flamboyant.
Flamboyant.
I am still a little flamboyant.
Hey, guess what? I think he earned it.
There it is. Word of the day with Rick. Let's go. Sorry. Chris, Ventura, California. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say thanks for doing the show, and I haven't called since 2011 from Bahrain when you did your first call-in show.
And now you are back home. Is Ventura, California home, my friend?
Yes, it is. I've sent you letters a couple times. I'm the captain of the United States Navy, and I just retired after 31 years in the Navy.
Attaboy. Yeah, baby. Thank you so much for your service to our nation. How are you enjoying your retirement? Is it an official military retirement where you're taking on another gig, or are you just cutting loose and enjoying life right now?
Well, I took on another gig, and I'm on the 101 freeway on my way to work in the Sunrise in California right now.
Well, that's the thing about a military pension. Mm. That's what they usually do. And in all your 31 years in the United States Navy, I have to ask you, what was the single most unique experience? It can be good, it can be bad, it can be happy, it can be sad. What was your singular most unique experience in the United States Navy in 31 years?
I would say flying missions over Iraq and supporting ground troops there to make sure they were safe on the ground.
Wow.
That's awesome. Mm. That's awesome, Captain. Thank you very much. And I wish you continued success in your new career, and spread the word about TMOS out there in California, okay?
Will do. Thanks for what you do, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Captain. We appreciate
that.
We
look forward to his next call in 2025.
You know the neat thing about Rick and Ventura? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, when he says, I'm the captain now, he was telling the truth. He was telling. That's a good way. Now I won't take any more calls. Dan O'Brien.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been working on the Vanjie Williams campaign?
So I've been volunteering since probably about mid-July.
All right, so mid-July. So it's not like you've been, you're a last-minute person with this campaign.
No. I didn't just join yesterday or the day before. I've been volunteering.
Did she have a primary opponent? I forgot. Did she have a primary opponent?
Yes, she had two. She initially had four, but then two of them dropped out. I joined after the primary, so I can't really speak to what her primary was like, but I know that she won.
Do you have any idea how much she won the primary by any chance?
Not by votes, but I know that she won nearly, she won about, like, I'd say 80% of the counties within the district.
Oh, it was
did
eight
she
votes.
Really, Rob?
It was eight
what?
Votes.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, that's ridiculous. It was nine.
Rob was holding up eight. I thought he was going to say 80% of the vote. I didn't know it was eight votes.
But 80% of the counties, that's pretty strong.
Yeah.
All right. Dan, unvarnished, tell us the truth now. When a candidate, I know the speak, you know, I do a little political show and I'm a junkie about this.
You actually have worked on campaigns.
Yes.
I've worked on campaigns. When a candidate says striking distance, what is the separation?
Bruce Willis.
So there was a poll done recently within the past, I'd say 2 weeks, right?
Okay, yes.
Now, the big problem with our campaign is that there aren't a lot of people that have heard of Vanjie's name.
Right.
So when it comes to the name recognition, that's a big issue. But for the people that
the only
have,
issue.
But the people that have heard of Vanjie, she's winning in the poll that we did, that we got. She is winning by 0.2%. So it's not striking distance when really it's 15, 20%, and we're hoping for a big bump at the end. No, Mike, I'm telling you, there are a lot of people that are counting Vanjie out. They're saying she doesn't have a chance. There's no way that she can beat an incumbent that's been in office for over a decade. I'm telling you, with all sincerity, she has a shot.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Nice. Look at Dan.
You know what? Down here, I did a deep dive in Lee County. In the 19th congressional district in the great state of crazy Florida, and you would not believe how difficult it was for me to find our congressional candidate down here, the Democrat that's running against Francis Rooney, who everybody knows. That's the whole deal with incumbency. It's money. It's all this different stuff. So as far as I don't know what the formula is. If I knew what the formula is, we'd have triple our listeners on the Mike O'Mara show. It's the great challenge, Oscar, as far as getting the word out and getting. I mean, I don't know what the magic pill is, right?
I think politics, quite frankly, is a different animal, Mike. And I can't stress that enough, especially now that you just don't have the tools you used to have when Facebook wasn't paying attention to what was happening online.
You turn him up a little
bit.
Yeah,
you can't throw the dollars at a problem and then just have people say, oh, that's the name.
Right.
There are,
right.
Even if you want to put a political ad on Facebook now, you have to register as a company, an individual, so people know where that ad is coming from, which is great for the entire process.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like it was, quite frankly, in the past election where you have all of these assets and you just can blanket with dollars.
But Vanjie has an advantage, is that once she gets her name out there, people are going to remember her name. It's unusual. And sometimes that's enough.
And
just
Williams,
name recognition. Yeah.
Ted Williams?
Sure.
Winners? They're both winners?
Yes, they
Association.
Are. Association? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. Matt 1960s, Williams?
1960s, Oscar. That's the 1960s.
Matt Williams?
You know?
Matt Williams is whom?
Baseball player.
Oh, Brian Williams?
Yeah, Brian
that's
Williams.
Not
no, that's
wrong
not
guy.
No. Yeah. As a matter of fact, Brian Williams, he just said he won that election. A
lot of negatives with some of the Williams. Yeah. Robin Williams.
William H.
No longer
Macy.
With us.
Now, you want to use the last. We're playing the name.
I got it. Yeah. From Happy Days. You know, Fonzie just won his Emmy. Anson Williams.
Yeah. There you go. You win. You win the Williams game. All right, but Dan, you've been on the campaign, and this is kind of like your thing. You want to be in politics? Is that? I mean, you want to be behind the scenes in politics? Is that what you want to do?
My overall goal in life is to help people, and I think that this campaign is a major way.
Hey, he's not jaded by life. Yeah. Let him say the things he feels.
I'm sorry, I didn't know
Rob
that was out loud.
Rob is such a cynic, and he's an intern, so Rob's not going to let him have his say, but that's okay.
No, I was actually going to ask a favor. If we could afford him, say, 45 or 60 seconds for Dan to do sort of a high-energy presentation for Vanjie Williams.
All right, go ahead. Lay it on us, Dan.
It's Dan the Fanman telling you about the midterm elections. They're November 6th. Don't forget to vote. Now, it's important that you remember one big thing. You can't vote if you're not registered. So make sure to go out and vote, volunteer, and take a part in your democracy. God bless America.
Yes!
All right, you're done. Get out of here. You
After
win.
All
Thank you.
These
nice
years.
Job.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's wonderful. And you can come back and do that anytime.
On demand, Dan. On demand. Thank you.
We want you to come back and do the Dan the Man, Dan the Fan Man things. That's going to be a
and
lot
you'll be
of fun.
Joining us in Vegas, yes?
I'll try. I have to figure out the election.
The election is that week. So well,
I mean, but it's not on election day. Tough. I think what he needs to do is, you know, choose your master, man.
Week of.
That's right. We have to tie the midterm election into the live show. That was, you know, when I asked for ideas about 3 months ago as far as the live show, I'd like to work some sort of Americana theme into our Vegas
live
show.
Of course, because politics is fantastic during live programs.
This November.
I'm sure.
Mike, how about
Shut
this?
Up, Oscar.
This
Shut
November, vote for funny.
Vote for funny. Yeah. There may be a candidacy announced at the live show. A last-minute write-in candidacy.
A real quick 48-hour campaign.
Why do you sound like you're what's? Will you run the board, please? I can't. It sounds like there's a hollow sound.
Hello.
Yeah, you have Dan's. You can close his microphone now. He's done.
That's right. When you
that's
run
why
the board.
Said,
you hit mute when
you're
done.
Get out of there. There. Now let me hear you.
1, 2, 3.
Much better.
There we go.
There
turn
we go.
Yourself up a little bit.
Yes, turn yourself up.
Hi there.
Okay.
Yeah, now the hollow sound's gone, Mike.
That's it. I'm very excited about that. So,
all right.
Anyway.
That means you leave now, Dan. Thank you.
Dan,
thank you.
Yes.
Chow, my friend. It's been real. When he says we're done, that
good
means
luck.
You scurry over and then you
good
leave
luck,
the
Dan.
Studio and give Pony
good.
A hug and then you beat
good
traffic.
Good luck. Good luck. Very
the subtleties
good.
Were lost on him, right?
That's
go
wonderful.
Go on a high note.
That's it. Thank that's you. Good. So how is everything? Everything sounding okay up there?
I think we sound great, Mike. Yes. Do you not
that's
hear
good.
Us okay?
No, I hear. Okay. I mean, I'm still, look, here's the bottom line. Bottom line.
Bottom line, fella, huh?
Bottom line. Yeah. Rob sounds like he's coming through other microphones.
Right now, it's my microphone that's open, and it's Rob's microphone that's
it.
Open. And everybody
and
else.
Like and then Rob goes like this to me. That's it.
No. It's fine. Dan's microphone was open because he was in here, but now it's
all
and
right.
also
everything's
he was,
fine.
And he was screaming. You know, he yells.
And he's right close. Yes.
I may have. It might be affecting my hearing. Here's what my daughter said to me in New York City. She said, "Dad," I said, "Honey, I had my hearing checked. I brought the results in on the show, and I told her today." She said, "Do it again." She said, "Do it again. Be aware of my hearing." So we'll
my father went through the same thing around your age, but it was mostly when he was in busy restaurants.
Yes,
and we were
that's
at
where
parties.
It's bad for me. Right.
And also, you know, it's not being helped by the fact that you're dealing with some sort of head congestion that could mess with your hearing.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's not the problem I'm having with your microphone, Rob.
I understand, Mike.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, it's Paulie! And I've returned to talk about Las Vegas, baby! Since UP1 sold out the TMOS live show so fast, well, the very next day, Die Laughing Productions presents Back to the 80s. It involves a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and somebody getting whacked. Everybody gets to guess who the killer is. So go on Saturday, November 3rd at the Zappos Council Chamber Theater. For tickets, click on the banner on the Mike O'Meara website. And now let's get back to the man who always has an alibi, Mike O'Meara.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Quip. Brushing our teeth every day is one of the most important things we can do for our health. But amazingly, most of us don't do it right. Quip is the better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers to make brushing your teeth simpler and more affordable and more enjoyable. Quip features sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough for even sensitive gums, not abrasive like some electric toothbrushes. Quip also has a built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides. Because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, but we don't even clean evenly when we do that.
Right.
Plus, brush heads are automatically delivered every 3 months, just like your dentist recommends, for just $5. So you'll never be using bristles that are old, worn out, and ineffective. Plus, Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified five-star reviews. I use Quip because it virtually guarantees that I am brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip, and that's why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. Great calls today on a Wide Open Wednesday. Oh, why not? I'll take her call. Let's do this. Let's get Mrs. O'Brien on. Debbie O'Brien, mother of Dan O'Brien. This will conclude the O'Brien heavy phone scan that we've done today. Debbie, how are you, my dear?
Hi, I'm calling to return a fan.
You know, you gotta love it when mom does shtick.
Oh, yes.
That is fantastic. Are you proud of your baby boy who is going to work in the world of politics for a wonderful candidate like Vanjie Williams?
I'm thrilled, silly. I'm so proud of my sons. I'm so proud of Dan. It's I want to thank you guys too, because you definitely have helped him with the internship. I've gotten to know you guys, and I love you guys, and you know, you're stuck with me for the rest of your life, so I feel sorry for all of you.
He's really grown up. He's really grown up, your son.
Yeah. I love look, we I went into the watering hole in New York City where my daughter was bartending a couple of weekends ago. And the owner of the joint came up to me. And as a parent, I will tell you, that meant a lot. That the owner was somebody who was kind of looking out for my daughter and was paying attention. And she got nurtured in that environment. Even though it's a New York City bar, you would think no more harsh environment than that. But she, it was very, very cool. And for on my end of things, having a parent of one of the interns who has been so engaged with the show, you know, you've got two parents here and another guy who loves kids, and we really, really enjoy the interaction with a parent, and nobody's done a better job of that than you have, Debbie. It's been a lot of fun for us as well.
Thank you. Now we got to be concerned about Oscar and Pony.
We can solve it by having Oscar adopt Pony. Then he has a kid.
Oh, that would be exciting. That would be exciting. All right, Debbie. All right. God bless you, Debbie. We appreciate that. She'd stay on all afternoon if I could keep her on.
She's still talking right now.
But that's it. I wanted to say hello to her and all that. So I'd like to thank the Vicks family of products for keeping me afloat this week. It's been a lot. This is not like any little cold that I've ever had. It just kind of lingers.
Are you doing everything in your power on your end to maintain your, a healthy lifestyle at the moment? Are you going to bed early?
Yes, I am.
Are you, staying free from alcohol products?
Go ahead, ask me all, doctor, go ahead and ask me all the, and I will, let me get the buzzer and the dinger out here. Are we on?
What about?
Hold on. Oh, got to turn that up there too. God, my board too. All right, thank you.
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Last night, no. Alcohol did not touch my lips. Night before my wife's birthday, I participated in the margaritas, and I, but then I went to bed still relatively early.
Sleep.
Sleep is the best. I will tell you, down here, I sleep better. I am coming off my third 8-hour night. At least 8 hours of sleep.
Good for you.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm doing very
well.
Rob,
you're going to need to run the board while we're doing this. I know you hate doing that, but there's a jackhammer outside.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's a challenging day today.
Yes, it is. I'm going to ask you vitamins.
You know what? I haven't been. Listen, can you turn that up so we can hear the jackhammer?
Yeah, really open the gate.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Let's listen. And it stops.
No, it's still there. It's still there.
Wait a sec. Hold on.
Do me a favor. Okay. Take the gate completely off.
Going to.
It, within the board now. Use your fingers.
Can we hear it?
Get
can we hear it?
He's getting there in 2 seconds. He's going to take the gate completely off. Just hit that green button. No. Just hit that green button. There you go. Do you hear that?
You can hear it right now.
Yeah.
That's a jackhammer
an
outside.
An effing jackhammer.
There's nothing like
this
a
is
jackhammer.
Pony, when you become a producer and you run outside and ask him how long this is going to be, please.
This has been one of those days. Yeah. It really
can't,
is.
Can't plan for a jackhammer.
No, I'm doing okay. It just seems to, and it's a very slow departure. And, here's how I know. When I get done with the show yesterday, I went out and I decided that I would hit some golf balls. That's the only exercise that I figured I'd do.
Exercise is good.
Exercise is exercise. The heat index was about 103. And when I came back home, I sat down in the chair and I lost consciousness once again, which tells me that this thing is still lingering a little bit. But, you know, turbo hot shower in the morning. I am hydrating. It's I'm taking my Vicks products. Yes, Rob.
I know you're depleted, but you don't feel bad, right? You don't feel as run down. You just it's more of a physical manifestation in your voice.
The only time I feel run down is when I am sitting there and I lose consciousness because I it surprises me because I don't realize that I'm as tired as I am. And all of a sudden it's 5 o'clock in the evening. And, Carla comes over and says, honey. And I'm like,
so it's Carla classic claims, old man behavior when you
Carla
have to be
claims
woken up
this,
like that.
This death grip was contracted with the filth of New York City. That's what Carla likes
really?
To
that city.
Yes, the filth
look
of
what it that, gave you.
That filthy city. It's disgusting. But no, I'm fine. So anyway, it's
a wonderful city.
The only thing I'm trying to do is, because I'm logging a lot of time in front of the tube, is there's so many choices.
Yeah.
There's so many choices. So watching the Emmys, I kind of took notes and I picked a different show.
You've seen that.
Marvelous Maisel, I'm all in. And
Maisel, he just
two.
Calls it Maisel because he's into it.
Maisel rocks. Sure. Anybody, if you haven't seen it, we recommended it on this show. It's great. So Sinner is the Jessica Biel show that she was nominated for. And I think it's a Netflix show. And I turned that on last night and I said, Carla, Carla's watching Todd Moore's Republican Compulsive. So that's
oh,
the,
she's playing high scores all the time. I see it on
she's
still,
she's yeah. constantly doing. I said, would you please put that down and just watch a little of the Sinner? And so it takes place. I'm not giving anything away. The premise of the show is that this lady murders a stranger just on a beach, completely shocks the world when she does this. And that's how it's a. But I left. I stopped because it is doing what so many TV shows do now. I want dialogue.
Right.
I want a plot to move. Long shots of people's reactions, a la Handmaid's Tale, where it's just constant close-ups and constant like the face and tears and emotion. I'd like to have some explanation.
Too much
I'd like
acting?
To have
some, is there just too
much
acting?
Too much acting.
Yes.
Too much acting without dialogue. I want written words. That's what I want. So I'm going to try. Tonight it's Godless. Tonight I go back to Godless.
From Sinner to Godless.
A lot of people, from Sinner to Godless,
Animal
you can tell
Kingdom.
The type of stuff that I like. Well, Animal Kingdom's over. It's over.
Full
the season.
It's full of sin.
I know
it
it's
is full of sin.
Of sin. I like sin.
Yes.
I like sin. The Godfather.
Taboo.
Those were a bunch of
incest.
Sinners.
I
you
like
know, Scarface.
Sin.
Goodfellas. I like sin.
Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. And sin is my thing.
Yes.
If you covet, I'm into it.
If it's grimy and dirty, you like it.
Is Beale the murderer? Is Beale the person who does the murder? Jessica Biel?
Yes,
okay.
Jessica Biel.
All right.
And, she's fine. It's a big bowl of okay. I bailed. I bailed. Nightfall was not helping me with that. I was just like, oh my God, can we get any more close-ups of her being depressed? Of course she's depressed. She just got booked for murder. Yes, Oscar.
This just in from the glass enclosed nerve center.
Yes.
The jackhammering will be done around 3.
Ah,
3
good.
O'clock this afternoon.
Looks
well,
like the bonus show will be on Friday, gentlemen.
That's right. Progress doesn't stop. Progress doesn't
no.
stop.
That's why we.
What
hit
are they doing to the city? They've done that's enough.
Right. We have plenty of progress.
The city's going
to
be perfect at 3 p.m. Yeah, that's so when they're finishing.
We will take a break. When we come back, I'll discuss why I am ready for my son to go back to school. This was Carla's idea to get all the way back down here to Florida and then wait a week, have him just sit on his ass for another week. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you ever thought about subscribing to the Mike O'Mara bonus show?
Why?
Well, was there never a moment you thought it might be time to subscribe, maybe by the episode or monthly or yearly?
Why?
Well, if you don't buy the bonus show, how do you think they'll keep the podcast going?
By working at it.
That's it?
Yep.
So if no one buys the bonus show, how will the boys get funding?
Get a day job.
So would you ever support TMOS in some other way?
Nope. Not for this.
So I guess we're done here.
Yep.
Jimmy Lewis suffers from listener apathy. Since there's no holiday telethon or listener apathy association, you can help find a cure for listener apathy by subscribing to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. What the boys need now is cash, sweet cash.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Robinhood. Now, if you think that financial services and investing are just for the wealthy, think again, ladies and gentlemen, and say hello to Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, those are exchange-traded funds, options, and cryptocurrencies, all commission-free. Robinhood is the non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. I love, love, love this app. Robinhood opens investing to everyone. It's simple and intuitive, even for a newcomer. You're going to love it. The best part, no commission fees. Other brokers charge up $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You trade your stocks and keep all of your profits, which I think is marvelous, as Jerry would say, ladies and gentlemen. Plus, it's simple. Robinhood has easy-to-understand charts and market data. You can place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. I have done it. Let me check my stuff right here. There's my Robinhood app. I'm opening it up right now. And, we had a decent day yesterday. Very exciting. Thank you. You'll learn how to invest as you build your portfolio, and Robinhood has custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving TMOS listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at MikeO'Mara.Robinhood.com.
That's right.
He got me with that one. It's MikeO'Mara.Robinhood.com. Is that right?
That's right.
That's
and the easiest
100%
way to do it,
right.
Just go to the button on our website and it'll click you right through. One click.
Very, very good. And thank you, Robinhood. We appreciate the business. I would like to say again, maybe I didn't mention it yesterday, but to our Jewish friends, Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm.
It's solemn. It's atoning. And happy, you know, is it over yet? Is Yom Kippur over?
I believe it is a one-day holiday, yes.
It's a one-day. So I want to say, let me see if I've got any of the right stuff here. I always get nervous when I try to decipher the Jewish holidays, the high holidays.
Right.
Because I'm trying to say the proper greeting, and I know one is kind of like high five, party hardy, and then the other one is, you know, pretty serious.
I believe you're right. Yom Kippur is atonement, and it's
Day
solemnity.
Of Atonement. Yes. That's what it is.
But yeah. Rosh Hashanah is Jewish New Year, and that's fun.
Well, that's before.
That happened comes before. Last week.
That was it. Anyway, there are the Jewish high holidays. Or high holy days,
mm-hmm.
And that's it. And by the way, it begins at sundown on September 18th, which is yesterday, and it will end today at sundown.
Ooh, so they 2 days.
Our Jewish friends. I was going to say they are in the middle of the holiday. No, our
it's
Jewish
one day.
Friends
it's 24
are,
hours.
Oh, damn it!
It's 24 hours. It's 25 hours, Rob.
Oh, well, that makes the math tougher for me.
The fast lasts for 25 hours rather than the typical 24 of a full day. The 25-hour observance of Yom Kippur allows a cushion of time for the subjectivity of nightfall
as
a moment in time.
That makes sense.
That's according to the Shabbat. Shabbat says that. So how about that?
Well, I will be observing for 3 hours and change then because I'm 1/8 Jewish.
Very good. Those familiar with the Jewish faith.
What's the longest you fasted?
I'm in the middle of it right now.
You're fasting?
Yeah, I had yogurt at a little after 6, so we're going on 4 hours, and I'm feeling weak. Shaky.
Right. You don't want to know why the fast occurs. It's part of the sober mood of the day of repentance. Yes. However, as with all Jewish holidays marked by a fast, there are six in total. Those with medical conditions are not expected to put themselves in danger by fasting. The same Torah, which commands us to fast on Yom Kippur, tells us that guarding our health is far more important than fasting on this holy day.
Oh, there you go.
So there's a little flexibility there.
Good.
And so let me see, simply say to all of our, it says, what should you say to someone observing Yom Kippur?
You wrote something nice on Facebook.
Yeah, very nice.
May I say to all of our listeners, have an easy fast. May your fast be easy.
All right.
That's cool. Yes,
and wonderful. So there we are. I just I covered that. And since you're the one that's 1/8 Jewish, would you like to say anything to
please,
your brethren?
I would like to say this. It is important that we atone for what we have done wrong in the years past. I apologize to anyone I have wronged, and I hope that the year ahead of us is smooth and without conflict and transgression.
Look at this guy.
May I say, as someone who's been wronged by you more than anyone else, apology not accepted.
Well, you know, you can only do what you can do.
There we go. That's all.
I'll call you again at sundown.
Will you atone enough to figure out how to run an audio board in the year in the coming year?
Yes, I will learn to run the board in the year 5589, which is actually this year. That's the Jewish year, I believe. Yeah.
So was it 5590 next year? Is that are we going into 5590?
I think it's somewhere around there. I don't know. I'm still writing 5587 on all my checks.
I would say over the year he's come a long way. Those ham hands move a lot more this year than they did last year.
Why does a compliment from Oscar feel like a swift kick to the ass?
Because it is. That's it. I am ready, ladies and gentlemen, for my child to go to school. It is time. It is overdue.
I thought you had timed it.
Yeah, I thought he redshirted. I thought that was... Yeah.
He redshirted. He's going to a Montessori school for one more year of preschool prior to kindergarten. Last night, probably one of the funniest experiences. Let me tell you something. If you happen to own or rent a five-year-old and you got one that's living in your house, let me just tell this right now. If you got a rental or you got, I don't care. If you got a temporary, it doesn't matter. Right. Get him on a FaceTime call. There's nothing more amusing. His six-year-old friend called Michael the five-year-old. This is his Florida buddy.
Okay.
And they were conversing. And at one point, he goes over to a chair in the corner of the living room, and he's got his legs crossed, and he's got the camera up there, and he's talking to his little six-year-old buddy. And they're having six-year-old conversations. Like, you want to see my playroom? Yeah, yeah, Ryan, I can see your feet now. I can see your feet. And then they're like these long moments of silence where, you know, there's no conversing at all. And then you'll hear the mother get on like, Ryan, put the phone up to your face. Ryan, put the phone. Michael, he's talking to you. Michael, he's talking. Right. And they have no idea what they're doing, but they're still trying to commiserate with one another.
It's how my mom FaceTimes.
Yeah. And you know what? It doesn't change.
It's a different level.
It doesn't change. I've got two teenagers and they'll be walking around with a FaceTime going, but they're not doing anything. It's just like they're holding the line open.
It's
like
crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy, but he is at a place now where it's just the activities are, you know, during the day, it's no surprise for anybody that's ever been down to this part of the country. It is still balls hot down here. Heat index of maybe 104 today. So going outside and doing activities, not quite yet down here in South Florida. And so, you know, he's in the house and he's in the house and there's just only so much. So, he gets on this kick yesterday of what he wants, that he wants a Lego pirate ship for Christmas.
Ooh.
I am trying to get into his five-year-old brain that Christmas is months away.
Yeah, how is his comprehension of time as far as like, if you were to tell him something is 4 months away, how does he deal with it?
He was insisting that Easter comes before Christmas this year, and I'm not able to get through, and I'm a little depleted myself, right? So I'm trying to get through. So he said, can we look at Lego pirate ships online? I'm like, yeah, because he loves to look at toys online, because as I've told Oscar, they've got these opening videos, and that's like, he's all in. There's a reason why they're paying those little bastards $5 million.
Well, it's no different than when we were kids, we would look at catalogs. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is the modern day version of looking through a catalog.
It's what you want, and he's sitting there and he's watching. And so I do a deep dive on a Lego pirate ship. And the one he wants, and here's how they get you, is discontinued. Would you like to know some of the prices that I saw for a discontinued Lego pirate ship.
So now it's in demand because it's like a collector's item.
Mike, I have some insight on this, so I will not guess. I know I have a colleague, a friend of mine, who is an adult, who is my age, maybe a little younger, who with his fun money goes and buys the Death Star Lego setup or the Millennium Falcon.
These are the sons of bitches that are driving the price up for a child's toy.
A child's toy for a child.
Why don't you tell him to go and pleasure himself in the shower like normal men his age and stop buying children's toys that are gouging my kid who just wants to, you know, put it in his tub.
I would like to do that. The difference is he builds them with his daughter.
Oh,
okay. How old's his daughter? 18?
No, she's 5, 6 years old.
She's 5. Okay, it's still ridiculous. I go on and I'm like, yeah, Michael, we'll be able to get... First of all, go to the store, see what the price of Legos are. All right, ridiculous. Crippling. To start with. Guess what happens when they discontinue? I go to the first pirate ship, the one he wants. I said, okay, let's see what this is. $249. $249.
That's nothing. These collectibles can get to $800.
It shouldn't be Lego my ego. It should be Lego my sphincter for that. That is ridiculous.
How big is the actual build?
The size of a modern garage.
Hey, you know, Mike.
That's how large it is.
If we take Michael out of the picture, if you were to buy the thing now, you could probably resell it in November at a nice profit.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go.
Because people aren't thinking ahead to Christmas
yet. Nobody likes slightly built Lego sets.
No, you don't give it. I said take Michael out of it. Just buy it and put it away.
Oh, and resell
it? And resell it in November.
Yeah, but then you're holding it for about 4 months. What could you do with that money otherwise? It all depends.
You know what? Could be. You say $800?
Put it in Robin Hood.
Yeah.
You know, really. I don't know. It's just, it's soul sucking. And I've been a bad father this whole week. My contact with my kid is basically, okay, daddy's working, go away. You know, I'm watching like viral videos and daddy's working.
That's right.
Daddy's working. And then daddy will be watching like a leopard bring down a gazelle. And it's like, daddy's working right now. Seeing how the leopard kills the gazelle.
That's work.
Go away. Yeah, it is. I'm working. I'm relaxing. That's how I relax. I watch animals on the Kalahari, you know, killing other animals.
Go FaceTime your friend.
That's how
I'm
wind
working.
Down. What's that say about my personality? Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's true.
Informed. Intelligence. Irreverence. Political Persuasion.
Hey, it's Chris Fritz from Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I break down Hurricane Trump and the politics of Florence. Plus, do Democrats really have a shot at taking the Senate? Tune into Political Persuasions. Find out.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Hey, pizza lovers, I have the Christmas gift for you. You know the stats. Americans love pizza. Over 3 billion pizzas. 3 billion with a B.
Yes.
Pizzas per year. We consume pizza always. We love it. Men love fire also. There's nothing more fun than firing up a grill. How about a pizza oven, people? Uni. Remember this. O-O-N-I. Remember that name. Uni. One of the world's first portable wood-fired pizza ovens. You can make authentic Neapolitan-style pizza in just 60 seconds. True. That's because of the heat. The secret is the heat. Uni ovens heat to 932 degrees, which means a crispy outer crust and a chewy, tender inner crust. Rob Spiewak has beaten us all to the punch by making Uni pizzas in his pizza oven. I am waiting for my gas attachment because that's what comes with the Uni for me, and I'm going to make a gas-fired Uni pizza that's going to be incredible, Rob.
I got an urgent text from Robert with exclamation points yesterday. He says, Dad, buy yeast.
Because you're going to make your own pizza.
We're
going to
do pizza again this weekend. But I also found this. Do you know, if you don't want to go through the process of making dough, pizzerias will sell you dough.
Yeah, you can buy them anywhere.
You just go walk in and they will...
You can like go into a pizzeria and they'll sell you the dough?
I found 3 places in my neighborhood that will sell you pizza dough in a box. You just show up and they'll give it to you. Well, they'll sell it to you.
All in that. Have you checked on my gas attachment yet? I mean, I'm going to put the wood chips in like you do, but the Uni is like the best thing in the world. I watched like 12 videos on Uni pizza.
Don't you love the guy who does it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Love
the Uni 3. Let me tell you about that. The Uni 3 heats to 932 degrees in 10 minutes, and it's portable. It's the size of a carry-on bag. It's awesome. The Uni Pro makes larger pizzas, heats to 932 degrees in 20 minutes, and offers a quad fuel function. That's the one I've got. It cooks using wood, charcoal, wood pellets, or propane, and my propane gas attachment is on the way.
Yes, sir.
But I can't tell you how excited I am. We actually bought a table for this that we're going to put it in a special part.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Perfect. So perfect. We're going to have pizza parties where we're going to have people over and go, you won't get this in any normal barbecue. Thank you very much. For a limited time, Uni is giving our listeners 20% off their purchase. Go to uni.com. That's OONI.com and enter our code TMOS at checkout. Make sure you enter the code.
Yes.
This is a new advertiser, and I want to make sure they know that we are the people to do business with. That's OONI.com, code TMOS, to get your Uni 3 or Uni Pro with 20% off. Take advantage now. The offer is good only till midnight on November. Is that November 18th?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the 19th.
It's September.
That's November.
November.
November 19th.
November.
Oh, okay. November 18th is the deadline. Yes. So you got 2 months.
Yes. But you
got
to do it.
I was nervous there for a second. So do it. Get your Uni today. I want my Uni.
News.
Sorry. I'm sick. Scared.
Try the new Uni feature.
We're screwing up again. We screw up so much. I thought we were screwing up again. Sometimes I think we're screwing up even when we're not screwing up.
Try the new Uni feature of the time machine where 2 months just disappears.
Yeah, sorry about that. I got nervous. A lucky NFL gambler. This is an amazing story to start with on news you may not need. He turned $5 into $84,565 last weekend. He correctly predicted the winner of all 15 of the Sunday and Monday games. The wager was made in the Pro Football Progressive Contest at William Hill Sportsbooks. It doesn't use point spreads, so you're picking winners straight up. The anonymous winner hasn't commented. Well, why does he win 84 grand?
Yeah.
I mean, that's great. So it's unclear how he or she knew the Chiefs would win in a shootout on the road against the Steelers.
Wow.
Or that the Colts would steal a game from the Redskins in Washington. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Does this mean this person correctly guessed that the Vikings and Packers would tie? No. The gambler caught a break there. They count ties as a win.
Mm.
So both teams get the win. So that's where he got lucky.
Oh, okay.
Frankly, if this person actually predicted a tie, they should be in line for a far bigger payday. The lucky winner takes home a payout of $16,913 to 1. Which is awesome for $5.
That is.
However, yeah, it isn't life-changing. Taxes will eat a third of it, but that's still a pretty good deal if you bet
new
more.
Money.
It would have been pretty spectacular. So I think that's just kind of cool. One of the British tabloids got a hold of Stormy Daniels' upcoming memoir, Full Disclosure. If you have the kiddies around, I urge you to turn down your radio, your smart device, whatever. This is a bit adult, and I will share it with you as best I can. Obviously, the part most people are talking about is the reason Carla came out of the kitchen when she saw the story on CNN. What did they say about his genitalia? That's what people want to know about. Apparently, she describes it as smaller than average.
Mm.
Not freakishly small, but smaller than average. And she also gave a little more detail about the way it looks. How do I describe this and keep it?
Is it a number two pencil or a thick Sharpie?
It's large on top, and the let's just say the top of the tree is large and the bottom of the tree is thin. So it's like a
palm tree.
Yeah. It's like a toadstool.
Hey, Mike, you know what I have in studio with me today is an umbrella.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
It also this is so hard to do this in family friendly. He has more than enough hair down there. She called it Yeti.
Oh, Yeti. Yeah.
Yeti down there.
It has like the Discovery Channel.
She also said the experience was below average overall.
Oh, yeah.
He's not good.
Sure.
And, that's it. So, you know, yeah, but it's a big yawn. Once
you're getting paid
it's like
for
it's
it,
yeah.
I mean, is it going to be something spectacular?
Right. Yeah. Well, all I can say is the presidency has never had more dignity, ladies and gentlemen. Julie Chen announced her departure from the talk yesterday. She didn't actually appear on the show. She gave a statement in a pre-tape video that played at the end. She said, quote, "Right now, I need to spend more time at home with my husband and our young son, so I've decided to leave the talk. I will always, always cherish the memories we shared." She thanked each of her co-hosts, especially Sharon Osbourne, of course.
Of course.
And Sarah Gilbert, who were with her since the show started 9 years ago. Then she said, quote, I love you all, and I know this show and the sisterhood it stands for. It's just weird she's using those words. Yeah. There's
what
a little
about
detachment
Big Brother?
Here.
You got time
we'll live
for that?
On for many, many more years to come. You ladies got this, and I cannot be more proud to call you my friends. I love you. Okay, bye. Bye, Julie. Thank you. That's it.
Pretty good year for Sarah Gilbert. She's jumping out of that show. Roseanne's jumping out of Roseanne.
I know. It's kind of weird. Helicopter parenting. Have you ever heard of helicopter parenting?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you hover, right?
Yeah.
That's what that's all about.
Too involved.
A lot of parents hovering over their kids to protect them isn't good enough. There is now an even more extreme method that's becoming a big trend today. It's called lawnmower parenting.
Ooh.
Really?
You aware of that one?
Don't know this one.
According to a teacher who wrote an essay about it, quote, lawnmower parents go to whatever lengths necessary to prevent their child from having to face adversity, struggle, or failure.
Oh,
why lawnmower?
Like
they say lawnmower because they mow down any person or obstacle that might keep their kid from having the most charmed and convenient life possible. The teacher's top example was a parent who left work to come to the high school to drop off bottled water for the kid. He said he asked his daughter if they have water fountains, and she said, yeah, but she really wanted to drink bottled water instead.
Mm,
okay.
That's a little
much. That's going to help us out in
a
society.
I went to college with a young lady. I think I've mentioned this. And look, try not to be a fine human being. Just at the time was kind of different for me.
Sure.
Where she was delivered a brown leather jacket. She didn't like the brown one. So they sent her a black leather jacket in the mail from, at that point, Banana Republic. And then the bed was lumpy, so they sent a bed from whatever company to drop off the bed for the new bed in the house. And I remember looking at her and saying, this is, I was like, does it really make a difference in a nice college way?
Right.
I said, think about how many kegs we could have bought with that mattress.
That's true. True.
No, you're wrong.
Yeah, we're getting softer as a society. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it, and it's pushing me in that direction, which I hate. You've probably been eating McDonald's apple pies since you were a kid. I'm not a big fan of them. First off, consider how bad they are for you. Congrats on still being alive. Second off, they probably make you very nostalgic, which is why this is not going over well. McDonald's just made some pretty big changes to their apple pies. That's kind of a, you know, next to the burger, I would probably think as far as a confection, that is probably their standard since McDonald's has been around.
It's been around, right? A long time. The box always, I remember, says, caution, filling is hot.
But super hot.
But the problem is they did a change. I don't know if this will be reflected in this. They changed in the late 80s from frying them to baking them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big change. So I'm curious to see what they've done now.
The pies now have a new lattice crust on top. So instead of being totally covered with dough, now it crisscrosses the top, and the pies also have new ingredients, including more cinnamon and less sugar.
Boo!
What? Boo!
Interesting.
People are not exactly thrilled. One person tweeted, quote, they're horrible now. I don't doubt that for a second. Shame on you, McDonald's.
Yeah,
make
how
them
dare
unhealthy
you.
Again, please. Yeah,
and go back to frying them.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something, something. The police in Manassas, Virginia, got a call from a giant grocery store. And yes, this is the giant grocery store my wife and I used to shop at. Saturday afternoon, about something very unusual happening. A guy is in the produce section of the giant in Manassas.
Yes.
My former hometown. And he is picking up different pieces of produce. Then he drops his pants. He rubs the produce on his butt, and he puts it back on the shelf.
Jesus Christ.
The cops came. I love it when it just says this in the Easter. The cops came.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I guess someone saw this and called the authorities. They arrested 27-year-old Michael Dwayne Johnson.
Of course.
I don't know if his parents were Rock fans at all.
Dwayne.
The Rock. He's been charged with indecent exposure and destruction of property. The grocery store had to throw out a ton of their produce. Well, yeah, I would expect that.
Yeah, I think
Thank
so.
Thank you. Because it had been contaminated. Yes, folks, Manassas, as we've always told you, a great place to raise a family. There you go. Yeah. Why did I flee?
Yeah. You know, it's amazing he got in trouble. They encouraged that behavior at Wegmans.
Yeah. Oh, how dare
not
you.
Not fair. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. But did not beat you. Jesus Christ.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the Ladies Who Lunch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by A Murder Mystery.
Murder?
If you're headed to Las Vegas for TMOS Live, we've added an extra special treat to make the weekend even more fun. Die Laughing Productions presents the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show, Back to the 80s. A hilarious 1980s themed mystery involving a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and murder. Starring 98 Rock Morning Show host Justin Schlegel. When's Justin coming on the show?
Friday.
I've never met Justin. I'm so looking forward to that. He's a very, very funny guy. It's also starring Robin Joe from The Robin Joe Show. And we're going to be there, too. We're going to be Oscar, Rob, and myself in the audience with you. But the real star of the show, it's you. Rob, you have participated in this.
I have.
What can you tell us about this show?
What happens, if you are selected to participate, you will be given an actual script before the show, and you interact with the people on stage, and some of the lines you say are actual clues to solve the mystery. So you're very important, and it's a great chance to have a good time, too.
For tickets, click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Come hang with us and make the weekend last a little longer. Back to the 80s, the night after we do our show. It's at the same place in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater. Drink, laugh, solve a murder, and I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh,
the whole weekend's going to be very, very special, and we thank you, so we will see you at Back to the 80s, A Murder Mystery. And Rob Mayer says, it's pretty good. Anyway, that's it. No, wrong thing. Thank you.
Thank you.
All Let's right, open up the audio vault. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, are you still getting most of your news, at least the bulk of your news, from WCMH Columbus NBC4?
I would say that's an understatement. I get all of my news from WCMH.
Well, they're the best. And I imagine that this story, you'll pardon the expression, is about to go viral because they reported that you shouldn't hold your farts in.
Oh.
And I want to explain
this is
why.
So I edited this one out of my... Is this because it comes out your mouth?
Yeah, but it's great because it's an actual...
You pay. This is the difference between you and me, pal. I edited it out, but there you are leading with it. Go ahead, Rob.
I love the fact that the reporter has to describe it.
At least one doctor is warning people about exactly how they pass gas. In an essay for The Conversation, nutrition expert and Professor Claire Collins says that preventing yourself from passing gas can lead to that gas being reabsorbed into the bloodstream. And then later... escaping out of your mouth. In the article, Professor Collins writes that there's something easy to do to remedy the situation for your digestive health. Move to an acceptable location and let it go.
He also suggested as an acceptable location an airplane.
Yeah, just hop on a crowded 737-800 and let fly all the way from Newark, New Jersey to Fort Myers, Florida, especially if you happen to be sitting right in front of Mike O'Mara with your fungus fingernails.
So there's that. I'm glad we got it on the air, though, because you edited it out, but I think it's important that people know this.
I know why you had it. I liked hearing somebody else do it.
Yes.
I didn't want to talk about
exactly.
It.
Exactly. I think it was
just really, really, especially after the Donald Trump. Usually I like to include one gross story. Mm-hmm. If I've got multiples, I try to edit one of them out. And having the toadstool and the, I was starting to get a little nauseous.
Do you think our president holds it in?
No.
I don't either.
I bet they are horrible.
Yeah. Taco salads.
Oh, absolutely. Cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
Left and right. Oh, and I bet he loves the new pie.
That's right. And then, and with his reality, right? He blames it on Kellyanne every time.
And everyone believes him. Well, I doubt
especially his base. 80% of his base says, yep, it was her.
I agree. Jimmy Kimmel last night had on Glenn Weiss. He's the director that proposed on the Emmys. And they did a live interview. And this is pretty great.
I think about a week or two ago that I wanted to do something at some point coming. I didn't think it would happen this quickly, but an opportunity arose.
Jen, did you have any idea that Glenn was up to anything?
As evidenced by my reaction, I think the answer is no idea at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, either that or you're going to win the Emmy for Best Guest Performance at an award show this year. So what was the plan if you didn't win last night?
Let's hear
what?
Yeah. What? Would you have broken up?
Definitely not.
Were you letting the fates decide?
I think last night was an opportunity that presented itself because I fortunately did win, but I don't think I was targeting September 17th as a date to do this. It happened and it was great, but it could have been October or November or next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
That's I thought that was great.
Pretty great. All right. Do you know what today is? Today, September 19th? It is National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh, no.
Well, here's the thing, though. When you talk like a pirate in a jive way, you always say what? What's the
R?
R, of course. Yeah. Do you know why we do that?
Why?
It was actually no pirate ever said R until the 1950 movie of Treasure Island. And the guy who played Long John Silver, his name was Robert Newton. And he decided that pirates would say R and started inserting it into his dialogue. And it all goes back to that movie. Here's an example of him doing the pirate voice.
Strike the anger from your hearts.
Hearts.
He'll be coming face to face with old Flint himself, he will. Amen. The Lord hath provided for one of his flock. Amen. Now jump quick and get them both.
Aye.
Pretty good pirate voice, but he's the guy
That's
who invented
the guy.
R. Yeah.
Damn good.
Way to give him
pretty
credit.
Cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
And by the way, when you ask me next time what's today.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. Sorry. Hump day. What day? Hey, Karen.
What day it is.
And you know that's what Toby. Toby from This Is Us that does that voice from that
is
spot.
It really?
Yes, it is. Without the fat padding.
Okay.
Or maybe with, who knows? We close with this. Willie Nelson, I didn't know this. Do you know the name of Willie Nelson's guitar?
Lucille?
That's a B.B. King's guitar. His is called Trigger. I didn't know this, but
Trigger. Okay.
Willie Nelson is 85 and talks about the time that his house caught on fire and he had to save Trigger. Trigger is his guitar. He needed to save it.
Well, my house caught fire in Ridgetop, Tennessee when I lived up there north of Nashville. And they called me and said, the house is on fire. I said, well, pull the car in the garage and get out. but it just so happened that I had Trigger in the house and also a pound of good weed. So
Trigger.
I rushed, I got it, and I come out, and I handed it to a friend of mine and said, go hide it somewhere. And they did. They still hadn't found it.
So if you ever wonder what are the one thing you would save, I think about things that I would save if my house is on fire. I'd probably grab my computer, and he grabbed a pound of weed. So that's what he did. That's
Your good weed, Willie. That's awesome.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter, especially if your candidate's within striking distance. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Woo!